The first time I met Alexis DeWitt, she was marshaling a herd of rambunctious little boys around the playground at Angel Care Preschool. She introduced me to Roland.
Who is that?
That's a microphone.
Hey, Roland!
A full day of work at a preschool can be exhausting, but Alexis loves it. And then she goes home to her car.
This is a 2011 Chevy Cruze Eco, so it's pretty small.
For most of the summer, DeWitt slept either in a tent or in the driver's seat of her Chevy.
So I would usually tilt my seat back like this, and then depending on the night, I'd sleep like this or on my side.
DeWitt would like to have her own apartment in Traverse City, but that's tough to do on wages just barely above minimum. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the average child care worker in northwestern Lower Michigan makes only about $21,000 a year. So DeWitt is saving her money while she studies child development at Northwestern Michigan College.
I can't force myself to find a different job that makes more money because I love this field too much, and I don't want to go to another job where I don't want to come in. Whereas here, I'm ready to come in. I know it's going to be something new every day. I get to play with the children, you know, hear their laughter. And yeah, it's frustrating sometimes, but it's totally worth it in the end.
Karen Cooney runs Angel Care. She's been in the child care business for more than 20 years.
A lot longer than I ever expected.
Cooney says she's lucky. Most of her staff have a real passion for working with children, but there's still a lot of turnover. Cooney says she's doing everything she can to help her workers. She started a partnership with NMC to get advanced education for them, and Angel Care is one of the few child care centers that offers paid time off. Still, Cooney says she's had people leave to work at McDonald's because they could make more money.
So when you're competing for a labor pool that's already really tight, you're not going to get the people who have that special thing in their hearts, you know, to stay here and work with kids. I'm not okay with how much I can pay them. I would like to be able to pay them more, but, you know, I can't.
Cooney says it's expensive to run a daycare center. There's the cost of the building, the utilities, all the food necessary to feed 44 children every day. And then there are the regulations that keep coming down from the state and federal governments. Earlier this year, Cooney had to separate her younger kids into two groups because state regulators put a limit on how many could eat lunch at the same time. That change required a new wall to be built in the center, an unforeseen expense that Cooney says squeezed her already tight budget.
You know, it's not some legislator down in Lansing saying, you know, how can we make their lives really, really miserable? But when we look at how it's supposed to work theoretically and then put it into function, it just creates a lot of bad ideas.
Cooney doesn't feel like she can raise rates either because most of her parents are stretched thin as it is.
Good morning, friends.
Hi.
Across town at the YMCA's Child Development Center, things are different. Courtney Kane is the center's director. She's giving me a tour.
Hi, Miss Courtney.
Hi. Welcome back, Sam. We're glad you're here.
The center is sprawling with different age groups and a half dozen classrooms. It's laid out much like an elementary school with a common gym and even a library. The place is orderly and organized. Lessons here include things like music and nature walks. Kane says the teachers here are well paid. That's mostly due to the backing of the YMCA.
We are able to give out benefits to our full-time staff. We are able to give, health benefits as well as paid time off.
The Child Development Center is one of the largest daycares in Traverse City, and it draws workers away from other centers. But Kane says even with the YMCA name on the building, the center is not immune from problems. A year ago, the place came close to shutting down.
The program had lost a lot of money, and it was a challenge to maintain the business model that we had. And so I went in as the interim director to kind of facilitate, okay, what comes next? And we fought for it.
Kane says the center would have shut down if it hadn't found a new home at Sojourn Church. The church donated all of this space, the classrooms, the gym, the kitchen, for the first year and a half. At Angel Care Preschool, there's a new two-year program that will slowly raise employee pay above minimum wage.
I'm hoping that I will be able to make it work.
Alexis DeWitt has earned her associate's in child development and has been promoted to lead teacher at Angel Care. That means an extra $1.25 an hour. For the moment, she's staying with relatives instead of living out of her car. But at the end of this month, Alexis says there's a good chance she'll be homeless again.
It's not too bad. I'm hoping I can save up money, I can find a place, and eventually find someone who can be my roommate so I don't have to completely freak out. That's the end goal.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.